on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So?
What's new with everybody?
Soda pop?
Soda.
Soda.
That was the craziest thing when I came to Kansas, was everybody says pop.
It's weird when people say that, isn't it? They say that in Michigan, too. Well, in Texas, we order a Coke, and they ask, what kind?
What kind?
It's either a Coke or it's a Pepsi.
Yeah, well, no, it's a Coke or a Dr. Pepper, or it could even be a Sprite.
Yeah.
It's a Texas weird thing.
Okay, for everybody that is tuning in, that has an adult beverage or any type of wetness that they can put in their mouth.
Including water. That
one. That's right. Look on the page. Look on the Facebook page. Look on the informedpodcast.com page. We have a new drinking game. And get the rules, look at them, and then rewind and start over and listen to the episode. Hopefully you're not alone doing this. And if you are alone, jump in a Skype room. We should build an Informed Podcast Skype room.
Yeah, because we're not in enough rooms. Well, we could leave. I would say if we start a new room, we get to leave at least three.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. And then we could say we're focusing on our own room. I'm sorry, we have to go.
Yeah, because the Skype room thing is a bit out of control.
And then, you know, that would work perfect for the mocks without setting up separate rooms, is just use our podcast room.
There you go.
So it would be a room that fans could be a part of as well.
Exactly. Fans could be a part, but then during Mock Wars, it's fans and people having fun.
Uh-oh. Well, looks like we now have a new... Skype a new room in Skype.
Yes, we do.
So we've got a new room in Skype. If you guys want to be in it, we'll put a thread up. Go ahead and post your name in, and we'll get you in.
Yeah, because we're not going to just add everybody that is on our list. If you want to be in, you can be in. We're not going to force anybody.
I'm going to force you.
I have to go.
I'm also going to force you to lose.
Please! I'm not planning on losing. That is not in my strategy.
And hey, why don't you ask Mr. Laffy over there what he's got going on?
How is that going, Mr. Pete?
The War Machine?
Well, in Spock World altogether, but the War Machine specifically.
Specifically the War Machine. I'll have to defer to Ike and Martin because they're taking on the fight module changes. But I see no problem with them being ready in time for the mock. I wish it would have been done a lot sooner, but, you know, we all have our own family obligations and... Just like with the show, family comes first, so.
That's right, baby.
It's coming up on this Friday.
Yes, it is. So it'll be ready to rock and roll then. The numbers are a little low. We've got like 176 to 97.
And there are a lot of people that have written if they're not busy and they just needed less time to think about it, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we'll have a surge there at the end. But either way, I got plenty of targets to ice because I'm
hurting
on women.
Yeah, if we have less people.
Exactly.
That's right. I'm telling you, submarine mode.
Mr. Emmett, take her down. Make your depth 150 feet, 10 degree down bubble.
150 feet, 10 degree down bubble. Aye, sir.
That's what you're going to do.
It's going to be damn hard for you.
As far as the rest of Spockholm, we've been pretty slow with any like new things. We've had minor updates to little things, inventory group and some things like that. But, you know, probably this show I'll take a couple of minutes to talk about like the concept of modding, you know, with our scripts and with any scripts that are out there, you know, there's this idea that, you know, they're open and free to the public and you can do whatever you want with them. I guess from our standpoint at Spockholm, we'd really encourage those that end up using our scripts as a base point to create modifications that they'd share them with us, because then we get the opportunity to turn around and share them with the community, providing they're not something so specialized that it's only going to, you know, appeal to, you know, three people, then it really doesn't fit. But sometimes there's some really good mods that happen that we don't ever hear about, and it's kind of a shame because I think there'd be a larger audience that would get benefit from it. So if you're out there and you've decided to take on one of our scripts and you know, kind of flavor it a little bit to do something that we hadn't thought of, you know, share it back with us. And then if, you know, and if it's something that has appeal to the masses, then we'd like to give that, you know, have an opportunity to give it back out to other people.
Flash. Well, it's the right thing to do because they use your code to make the thing.
Right.
So you would think they would give you what they did and let you promote it through.
Yeah, and we're always, I mean, and if we haven't ever given credit to somebody for something that they've written, then, I mean, it'll be brought to our attention. We never go out of our way to take credit for other people's work and, you know, try to piggyback off of it and say that it's ours. I mean, when I started the Bagman Mugger, you know, there was a gentleman out there, Hep, that I think that's how he pronounces it, and he was the one that actually came up with the original concept for kind of the mugger, I suppose, or the script that was the baseline for it. And then it just from there, it just took on a whole new direction tied to the, you know, the favorite quote section and things like that. So, I mean, we will give credit where credit's due, and we're not out here to slight other people of what hard work they've taken the time to put in. And I think that's where I hope, as we move forward with this concept of plugins for some of the scripts, and as we get a chance to go back and redo some of the old scripts to have the same functionality, then it'll be an opportunity for people to write those plugins. Or like with the checklist, if you come up with, you know, a good checklist item that, you know, would others would benefit from, then share the code. You know, post it on our wall or add it to the discussion boards and let it, you know, give other people a chance to use similar type pieces of code, as long as it's not, you don't feel it's so proprietary. So I think that's about it. I'll be short and sweet tonight.
Well, what's up with you, Jen?
Surprisingly, not a whole lot.
No.
Pause. Hold on. Here comes the list.
Uh-oh, yeah, there's always more.
Well, since the last show, the only new thing we got was the Farmers Insurance loot event. And it's a mirror image copy-paste of the X-Men. So you just have to collect 7 items. If you collect 7, or if you collect 4 of each 7, you'll get the Ruby Mastery item.
Which is their blimp? And,
right. It's not a blimp. It's an airship.
Whatever. It's a blimp.
it's a blimp to me.
They called it the dang Goodyear blimp. And that's now different. All of a sudden it's an airship? They designed exactly the same.
Well, I did get I got an email from somebody that lives in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Or is it
Oshkosh Bagosh?
Yeah, that's where they have the huge, huge air show every year.
Right, and that's going on. And she took pictures and gave me a lot of links for information about the airship.
Oh, and they had the flag, the airship there?
Yeah, and there's a video. I put it all on my blog.
Cool.
So I learned a lot about the airship.
Yeah, I have some friends that run a detailing business for the airline industry, and they go to Oshkosh every year. So that's how I knew about it.
It's the biggest airport.
Pardon me?
It is the biggest airport, or it has the most traffic or something like that.
Well, they get a lot of small planes in every year. No,
I guarantee
it's that one.
It's not the largest airport.
Isn't that one in China?
It has some stat. I could go look it up.
Yeah, Beijing is absolutely massive.
Yeah.
It's America.
Texas, Dallas, DFW is massive with 6 actives in 2 sides. I mean, we throw them in. Over 13,000 foot runways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Massive.
But probably, she's probably right with small aircraft, though, because Oshkosh will get in a tremendous amount of planes.
It's the busiest airport in the world for this week.
Yeah. for this week.
So.
But you do get a lot in there.
Yeah, this event is not difficult at all, like what we found with the X-Men. You can put the stuff on your wish list. You have to give extras that you collect from jobs and fighting. You're not allowed to keep more than 10. So if you don't post a news feed to give them away, they're going to just be taken from your inventory.
Poof.
So there's no reason that there should be anybody out there without a Ruby blimp. These aren't hardest to get.
They're actually called airships, Jen.
It's a Zeppelin, right?
Yeah. It is
lead?
A Zeppelin.
Is it made of lead?
No. So anyways, it's I
got a whole lot of love for that.
It looks more like a advertisement campaign than it does really an event. They could have made it better by having the items be useful.
Well, I'm pretty sure Farmers paid a shitload of money to get all this stuff done.
Oh, probably.
And they've done what they accomplished. They got the word out. And then there's a contest, too, that Farmers is also hosting called Wise Guy Weekend in Vegas. And I don't want to knock
Chester,
it.
Chester, what the hell are you eating?
Yeah, geez.
So now he's going to be, like, really quiet. 2 seconds early, he's chewing on peanuts or something like that.
Before you chomp on food.
Sorry, kids.
Stop. Can I get you a drink?
I got to dry up some of this stuff.
Yeah, on mute.
Anyways, if you want to go to Vegas for 2 nights and stay at the Flamingo.
Who wants to stay at the Flamingo?
Thank you. I said that on my blog post. I said that.
But it's the newly remodeled Flamingo.
It's still a piece of shit Flamingo. I stayed there back in 78.
Is it too pink for you?
No, that was the first hotel out there in Vegas was the Flamingo.
Yeah, it was.
That was Bugsy's.
Because this prize you can win in addition to 2 nights at the Flamingo, the places that you get tickets for are kind of lame too. Like there's.
Were they sending you to Circus?
No, Rat Pack is back. Like please.
Oh, give me a break.
That's an old show.
And the Mob Experience.
Too bad Gantz isn't still alive. Yeah, you could actually go and see him.
They should send you to a strip club and give you gambling money. That would be worth it.
Why don't you? They just send you out to Sam's Town.
Oh, ew.
Exactly.
So that's enough of Farmers Insurance.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
And we all know Bangkok's closing. We made that big breaking news on the last show. But to help people out. Now, I only feel bad for newer players that weren't here when a long
time
ago. I don't
feel bad for anybody.
Well, it was a very long time ago they said Bangkok was going to close. The community freaked out. We need more time. We haven't finished it. So they put it on hold. So this should have been in the back of everybody's mind for probably the last 2 or 3 months at least. And people should have been working on Bangkok, but it doesn't work that way. When they saw this mission, Bangkok's closing, you have 6 days, panic strikes. Like, just
why does everybody freak out when something closes?
The
money is worthless. You're not getting good achievements. It costs 5 billion baht to do something.
But
go in and do Brazil.
Well, anyways,
Brazil's
that's
decent. LA or not LA? What is it? Italy and
you're gonna get better loot. Bangkok is it's old. How long was it around? Even
it's been around a long ass time.
Probably about a year, I would guess. Maybe a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So in order to help players get more bought, Zynga decided to give some incentive for buying reward points. And so you know how that Trader Go pop-up comes up and then you get a loot item if you buy 86 reward points?
It's annoying me to death.
Oh, tell me about it. But anyways, you can get bought if you purchase reward points. But what they're offering is a drop in the bucket compared to what you would need. So it's kind of funny. And then we get this pop-up every single time we log in. And a lot of us finished Bangkok like way long ago. So we don't even give a flip about bot.
Now wait a minute now.
Well, except you. When you're not going to finish it and you don't care. So this pop-up should not amuse you either.
That's right. See, I've only finished New York and Cuba. That's it.
Wow.
Well, you're a fighter. You're not a completionist.
I like to fight too, but I'm still only half.
But you like
left.
To finish stuff.
I
yeah.
do like to finish yeah. it too, though. So when I can't, when I'm out of stamina, I run out of energy very quickly in Brazil. But so
yeah,
it's just too.
I guess I'm just a slacker. Everything in my life, I'll do half-assed. I'll do just a little part of this, and then I'll bail out and do something else. I'll blame ADHD.
That's what I do. And then I go with the concussion.
Oh, you
Chester
totally has that.
Yeah.
I have OCD where I have to do everything. You have ADD. Yep. You can't do.
We all have something.
Can you imagine somebody who had ADD and OCD?
Look shiny.
Wow. Shiny. What is that?
But it's not shiny enough, so I have to clean it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what?
It's you. What?
We didn't bring up the big to-do about the rollbacks that are imminent. Well, we kind of did. But they made a blog post announcement that if you had too much war loot, they were going to roll back your account. And so it has everyone freaking out. But how do they know?
Well, the telling how much people have is easy. It's just
a query against
the database.
But the thing is, the loot items refresh so fast in this game. I think it would be better service on their end to just, you know, fix the glitches that were enabling people to get unlimited loot and then move on. Bring out the War 6 and 7, and then in like a month or two, it's not going to matter if Joe Blow has 500 parachute gliders or whatever they are.
Right.
That I don't know. That's kind of how I think. Like, it doesn't piss me off.
No.
I have like 10 of them. I'm not a big war person. And I don't use the automated scripts to help in wars either.
Right.
But it's just the people that are, people are worried that they did get their loot legitimately and they're worried that they're going to be rolled back. And I'm not, just seems like a lot of unnecessary panic.
Well, I didn't catch into any of that glitch, so nothing better happened to me. That's all I know.
Well, right, and that's how you feel right now. You're defensive, and that's how a lot of people are feeling.
Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it, though, is the difference.
Yeah, I don't care either. But it's got a lot of people talking, and they're angry, but it hasn't happened yet. And we, you know, remember when there was that Patriot glitch when Patriots were dropping for helping people build their properties, and then they said they were going to roll back that back, and they never did?
Right.
So I think the bigger issue is fix the problem and move on with the game.
I agree with that.
Because yeah,
but first they would have to fix a problem, and that seems to be a problem.
And then there's new lucky stash loot. Woohoo!
And we have a day left on the icing season.
Oh yeah, then we'll get
number
another
three.
One. I don't like I like them, but I don't like them every week.
Yeah,
that's
like
a bit much.
So like when you see the new icing event come out, I feel like. Not forced, because I know we don't have to do anything, but I just feel compelled to be fighting 24/7 until I get my 1,000 ices.
I do too.
And then a lot of people get their 1,000 ice on the last day, and then boom, you got to start over.
I know, and you're so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to be in this mock war with me, because you'll get them. We've got a lot of good targets. Anyways,
I get them using the Assassinator.
Well, you can get them manually like me. Come on.
You know what I was going to bring up, that Rob Squad I talked about last time, like that event, they said it would be on for a week. It's been 9 days now, and it's still here, and you can. They removed it from the homepage, but the Rob Squad boosts still work,
cool.
And that Rob All button is still there, and that's really helped me level up.
Well, I hope they keep it, that they add an option to that even if you don't have the Rob Squad, you could still click it to clear a whole board in one shot.
Yeah. That would be nice. And then you could update the Robber BG.
So anything else?
No, that's it.
Awesome. Well, Chester, what's going on in the family life?
You know, not much. I mean, they still haven't done anything. There hasn't been any changes. We have seen a lot of freezing up in the chat room that's within Mafia Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have not been seeing the history. They haven't been seeing anything updated. One thing that's really pissing off a lot of people, including me, is that it's replicating posts. And it's posting stuff for wars or for operations or whatever it is when people level up. And it just posts it over and over and over, even after something is done and gone. So that irritates the crap out of most of us. So,
are you surprised by any of this?
It wasn't doing that earlier. Earlier, it was just working fine. Then they keep touching it. And just like Mommy said, stop playing with it.
A lot of
people. You're trying to break it. But it just irritates the crap out of us when they start messing with stuff, tinkering with things, and you break it and you don't roll it back. For Christ's sakes, roll it back. Nothing was dead before you did something. So just roll the code back, fix it, and then roll it back out. And then as they start to roll these things out to all the different servers, you need to be a hell of a lot faster with some of this stuff. There are people that don't have things still that have been out for months. And that I just don't understand. I don't get that. How could you do that? Do you just like if you think about Microsoft, if they released Windows 7 to just Washington and not the rest of the country, and then after they do the country, they don't do it for the rest of the world. I mean, that's just crap.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty shitty way of doing business, that I think. Because if people are putting money in the game, they expect to get the same stuff that everybody else is getting. Well, you know what? You don't.
I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, well, we're going to do a slow rollout by, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks, everybody will have it. But then to go months with certain people still having some features and some people having others, it, you know, becomes real problematic to, you know, I would think from a customer service standpoint, even.
Oh, absolutely. They're going nuts.
One of my mafia members doesn't have the Bangkok mission yet.
Really? Mm-hmm. And that's a timed mission, right?
Yeah. Yep. There are only 3 days left.
Ugh. That's not cool.
Well done, Zanga.
Very good.
You called him Zanga.
I did that for you. Oh. And for all of you with an adult beverage in your hand.
I guess I have to change the rule to if any of us say Zanga, then.
That's right. Because I'll do it just to mock Jen.
Just like I'll call a family a clan. Just to mock
oh,
you.
That was one. We got to add that, too.
Yeah.
What is this?
God, when people have got to be just three sheets, you know?
I know.
There's a plug for Zane Lamprey, by the way. But so that's just something that irritates me when they do stuff like that. I actually had to contact customer service. And I had one issue where I went into the marketplace and I used 400 of my loyalty points to get some energy refill. Didn't work out
too well.
Victory coins.
Loyalty stuff. What the hell is it? Loyalty points?
What victory are coins. Yeah.
That's what I said. You guys.
You said loyalty coins.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Just drink up. so I used the victory coins and it didn't do anything. It took the victory coins, but it didn't give me any of my energy.
Did you refresh the page?
Yes, I refreshed the page. I also used a different browser. And nothing worked. So I got live chat, got that going, talked to somebody, and the person was great. They said, just throw me your profile, and he helped me out. So nice. That was brilliant. I mean, it was quick and easy, and I was like, wow. Later on, I started having issues with mobile where it doesn't allow me to collect certain things. And I also brought up the fact that, hey, for months I've been using mobile to get all my gifts as well as collect all my properties. Well, as you discussed with me before, you're not actually getting a lot of the loot drops and things like that if you don't collect in the game.
In the actual city. The
browser. Yeah. So if you don't go in there and do that, I'm still getting 4,000 in Brazil. So 4,000 real in Brazil instead of the 14,000 or whatever I'm supposed to get. 40,000, whatever it is. So forever, I'm losing out on all this money, and I'm losing out on all these drops. And they said, oh, yeah, that doesn't work there. I said, I try to use mobile. I think I'm getting everything, and I'm not.
Mm.
And so that really irritated me. And the person on there was like, oh, well, I said, well, when are you going to give me answers to this? And then they said, well, I'm going to email you after this. Remind me. Excuse me? You want me to email you and remind you to work on my stuff? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's something that's way out of line. Zinga, you've got some issues that you need to work on. But on the flip side, I mean, as we were talking about the slow rollouts and all that stuff, it's got to be a nightmare, an absolute nightmare for the support people. The other thing I don't like about the support is every time that you go into them and you do chats, it takes forever for them to talk to you. So not only are they doing your chat, they're also chatting with probably three or four other people working on their issues as well. Because they'll ask you a question, you do that, and then you just sit there and look at the screen. And they don't do squat, and they just sit there. And it's like, am I still connected? Did the person die? I've got no idea what the hell's going on. So those are just the issues that I've seen lately. All right, so the other thing that's coming up is there's a new event that's coming up called Level Up Your Family. And it says that socialism is making a comeback. Do jobs, fight, and more to earn family experience points and level up as a family. You'll be rewarded for working together. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but what the hell does level up as a family?
We don't know yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about.
Better not screw up my family.
I have a feeling that asses are going to be back. Is the main target.
I have a feeling that if you do that, you will be target number one again.
Oh, we're used to it. We don't care.
I know, but the rest of us do. So that's where you and I differ in our points of view, is that I don't subscribe to what you're selling there.
We're doing the same thing as everyone else. We just happened to
use... But you're scripting like mofos on it, and it's not fair for all the rest of us who work as a real family. Doesn't matter.
Jen, if you had seen a family like Meg, and like not just Meg, but most of the other families that had been around and established fight and work together to manually click through this, you would see it different. I wish during just one time you would do it the right way and see how much fun everyone was having.
I am going to invite you. I'm going to invite you during this event to MIG, okay?
Okay.
And I'll let you tag up, and I'll let you get into the room so that you can see what a true family is like.
Okay. Well, that's an offer I've never heard Chester give out. So
okay, no, if it's fighting, I'll do it.
Yeah, I think that just though...
Well, it might be fun to write about, too.
It'd be fun for a story. You should do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome.
So we'll shout out.
What do you got?
Well, me and my Miglets, obviously. But I want to say a big shout out to the MIG IT team because they've been doing a good job lately. They're working on some plans for MIG. And we got some secret stuff that's happening and we're happy about. So I just wanted to say thanks, guys, for running with stuff. And as we made our transition, you guys were extremely fast.
Very, very.
Things up and running. So,
an awesome job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, things that we do before we had our changeover, it was okay, but it was kind of slow. But now things just move fast. So, we're extremely happy with what they've been doing. So, that goes out to the MIG Tech team. How about you, Jana?
I'm going to say hi to one of our listeners, Nicholas De Leon. Hello.
Nicholas.
What's up?
I've heard that name before. I think he lives near me, actually.
Yeah, well, he likes the show, so.
Yep, and I think I've conversed with him several times, so.
I think you have, so I'm giving him a shout.
Good shout for him.
Have a good
How about
week.
You? Yes. Jen?
I'm going to give a shout out to Mike Nestor, who could not be here with us tonight because he was at the Borg, or
he was partially assimilated this weekend.
He was at Zanga this weekend. Oh, I said Zanga.
Right. Yeah, Zanga. You got it.
And we haven't heard from him since he's been back, so we think he might have been assimilated. He's now part of the Borg.
Well,
like Pete.
No, we'll have Pete's to decontaminate not the him.
I was almost a Borg, but Pete's wrote a script and it cured me.
Yeah, you've got like an umbilical cord to the Borg, though, Jen.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
That's why everyone hates me now.
Hey, Petrie.
All right, so my shout-out this evening is going to go to Shashant. And,
Shashant.
Shashant?
Shashant. It's not Shashashashash. It's Shashant.
Shashant. That's who it's going to.
I can't say Chevrolet, don't worry.
Chevrolet?
Nice guy.
That's right. Or Isuru.
Anyway, my shout-out's going to him. And then, since it's
his birthday.
Well,
yes.
Since it's his birthday, I'm going to go ahead and send him a lotto set, too.
Sweet.
Bingo.
Oh, that's nice.
Happy birthday.
Yes. You going to keep singing that? No, thank you.
Nope. That's as far as I go.
And to all our Aussie friends out there, you guys have been listening for a while. Just wanted to tell all our cobbers out there, thanks for listening to our little chin wag out here. Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at Informant Pod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I want to cross you.